Yes, well,
timing has nothing to do with it.
That's right.
It's a Chris factor.
It has to be. Plus,
where's
a lot
my bonus?
Lot.
Sorry. Ready.
Mr. Director, you guys ready? Okay. I want to say it's 9:34. We're meeting at the Manufactured Housing Committee, regular meeting, August 31st, 2015, 9:34 a.m. at the Tony Anaya Building, 2550 Sirius Road, Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87504, the second floor, hearing room 2. Can we, the audience, introduce themselves, please?
Mark Duran, New Mexico Manufactured Housing.
Amanda Raybaugh.
And?
Mila.
Okay, thank you.
First public appearance.
Go ahead.
Cool. Yeah. John Erickson, I'm a licensee. I'm with my wife, Nancy, today.
Sally Glanter, counsel for CID MHD.
Martha Mobile, MHD.
I'm Pat McMurray, director of MHD.
Jesus Carrasco, Manufactured Housing Division Administrator.
Okay, are we ready?
Call to order and roll call.
Vice Chair Nocke?
Here.
Member Erickson?
Here.
Member Christensen? Member Hoover? Member Keir?
Here.
Member Starace?
Here.
Okay, the first on our agenda is the approval of the agenda. Is there approval?
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, our next on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of June 19th, 2015.
Motion to approve the minutes of June
19th, 2015. I'll second. Next on our agenda is public comments. Is there any public comments?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Mark Duran, New Mexico Manufactured Housing Association. I don't have any specific comments other than to say that the industry has been working very well with the division as usual. Recently, in particular, I have made it a point, and I appreciate Pat McMurray making it a point for us to have direct dialogue, as the direct dialogue is usually in the form of me and our industry and Jesus Carrasco. And so we've had some very productive discussions on a number of issues at a director's level, even though those discussions will take place with the administrator, maybe at a different level. So in general, I'd just like to say we continue to appreciate the relationship, the direction of the division, and how it is going. And not everything's perfect. There are still issues. The fact is, people are open and accessible to work on those issues, so we appreciate that very much. I think that's all I have,
right,
Madam Chair.
Thank you. Mr. Director.
Thank you, Vice Chair Lumpke. And good morning to everyone. Appreciate you coming to Santa Fe for the meeting. Apologize that we couldn't meet in Albuquerque, but when we changed the meeting date at our new office, we had another division of RLD that scheduled that room, so appreciate the fact that you came up here for today's meeting. We've been very busy the last few months since our last meeting, and as I mentioned, we continue to move into our new location in Albuquerque, and we feel it was definitely a positive move. We saved approximately $9 a square foot on our lease payments for the state, and we've consolidated a lot of RLD other divisions into that building. There's about 110 people in that space. And it was a real opportunity for us to put together our own group in CID and MHD and locate their offices and their supervisory, immediate supervision in closer proximity than we had in the older office. We have a little more space than we had and a lot more natural light. So everyone's enjoying the new space, and we're really pleased with the way the move is working out. We've been looking at several issues with NMHD. I met with Vice Chair Becky Nocke and committee member Scott Christensen to discuss better strategy or process for tracking complaints. We're trying to find a meeting date where we can get with Rick Word, the general counsel for MHC, and with Mark Duran, representing the industry, to discuss this in more detail. And in fact, it's item 7 on your agenda today, so I think we'll be discussing that a little more detail. But I appreciate Vice Chair Nocke bringing it to my attention, and the issue that we have to do better tracking the complaints. We don't want to lose things because of the statute of limitations, so that's the main purpose. We think that Acela, our new software that we're just starting to introduce and train in-house, is going to help us in MHD to track those complaints electronically, but that may not come in until phase 2 of the implementation of Acela. So in the interim, we need to come up with a better tracking, something that I can report on perhaps at each meeting and maybe send out during the weeks prior to between each meeting. So I think we're on the same page to do better with that. On another note, we've been discussing with the Carston Manufacturing Plant the possibility of having state-approved third-party inspections conducted on the modulars, thereby giving them better inspections, not slowing down their production line. And so we have a meeting scheduled in late September, I think it's September 22nd now, to discuss this in more detail with the possibility of a third party coming online and still maintaining the inspection group that they have in place now, but having them supplement some of our time on there to, again, provide better service to the plant. That's about all I have for this morning. If you have any for any questions or comments, from anyone.
Are there any questions from the audience? MHC Administrator.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I attended a joint monitoring team training at IBTS headquarters in Ashburn, Virginia from August 24th through August 27th. The purpose of the training was to provide participants with an overall view of documents utilized by IBTS when auditing the plant manufacturers and IPIAs. I will be scheduling training with our IPIA inspectors to ensure they thoroughly comprehend the nomenclature of manufactured housing standards, approved designs, quality assurance manual, quality systems issues, proper documentation, and timely follow-up. The Manufactured Housing Division will be participating in an Acela training on Tuesday, September 1st, 2015. The purpose of the training is to review the system and ensure it is functioning properly and identify any outstanding issues. We also continue to work on the second phase of Acela. We're outlining what requirements we're needing from Acela so we can have a mechanism to report, conduct proper reports and submit to HUD. We're gonna be incorporating our IPIA implant inspections so we can track the failure to conforms in the systems that we write. And then we can also better supervise our inspectors in case they're missing an item. We can address it right away instead of having to wait 2-3 weeks before we find out they missed something. Other than that, we are operating at full capacity. We're rotating inspectors as needed into other areas. If an area is slow, we'll assign them some additional inspections just so we can get inspections done in a timely manner. At this time, I stand to answer any questions.
The next on the agenda is new business and the tracking of complaints. This is something that I've been noticing, and it's, I'm the one who asked for this. Because the last 8 months, we've had 4 meetings, and each time we've had a meeting, we had a statute of limitations. And I would like the MHD and the division and the Attorney General and the public to know that this is my concern, and it's really bothering me. The concern is that not to blame anyone, it's more direct at putting everyone on notice that this is wrong. But as part of the issue, again, there's no one's at fault in this fact that so many entities are involved. And I like to have a workshop, which like the director has said that we're going to be doing this. We also like to keep a check of all the NCAs. We'd like a spreadsheet. So we have a meeting, we can have an idea. We just have a case number, but we have to know where they're at. Because I had an NCA come up to me in April that I got advice as an email, and it came on me on a Tuesday saying that I needed to have it signed by Wednesday. So I like to find out where all these things are. And I think the rest of our committee members would appreciate that also. Is there, maybe we can set up a meeting and, like Mr. Director said, all parties involved.
I think that'd be great. Working around the Mr. Ward's schedule seems to be the most difficult. So we can, I think it's good. We need that representation from the AG's office at this meeting as well.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Mr. Murray, generally the civil now open government division attorneys do not get involved in that kind of meeting. And I would also note it, I heard reference to Mr. Duran and certainly appreciate his involvement in all processes, but this is an internal disciplinary procedure process, and I don't know that it's appropriate for non-MHD or non-committee members to be a party to any such discussion. And generally, I wouldn't either. The person that would, from the Attorney General's office that I would suggest be involved is the prosecutor from the litigation division who's assigned to this committee, and there's been some shifting of those duties over there, but I can certainly get that information. But it's my experience from my other RLD boards is this is generally, you know, the province of the board staff or the, you know, compliance staff. And one thing that has been useful for one of my committees who had the same, I mean, this is not unusual when you have volume, but they had just a simple spreadsheet of all pending investigations and with a few columns, one of them being statute of limitations date, and then there was a regular item on the agenda where they reported to that board about the status of cases and checked to see if there were any coming up on a statute date, and they've had great success. That's an engineering and surveyors board, and so they know months in advance of a looming statute date, and they're able to, if need be, kind of accelerate the work on cases looking at a near statute of limitations date.
All right. Well, I appreciate that information. If you could get the contact information for me, I'll try to set up that meeting.
Mark Duran, you had a question.
It's not so much a question, Madam Chair. It's more of a statement. Thank you for recognizing me. I listened really closely to what you had to say today and what you've said previously. And we certainly have no reason to be involved in actual cases and disciplinary matters. But as I heard you, I thought I understood you to say what needs to happen for everyone to have a complete understanding of how the whole system works is for everyone to get together and understand, one, what the processes are, what the flows of those processes are, what the timelines associated with those processes are, and at what time does it transition to the very next entity from the division, then to complaints, then to the Attorney General's office, to the Manufactured Housing Committee, then maybe for prosecution back to the Attorney General's office. That's a process that has nothing to do necessarily with individual cases, except it's the process that then dictates and guides those individual cases. We could be a party to that or we could not, but and I don't mean to put words in your mouth, Madam Chair, that's what I think's needed to take place for years. And I appreciate that if that's what you were intending to say, that you will continue to do that. You can go to the spreadsheets and the tactical things strategically for everyone to understand what those process flows are and the dynamics of timelines and then who's responsible at what point. I couldn't agree more with you.
Thank you, Mr. Frank. Any other questions? At this time, we're
going to
go to executive session.
Okay. Before we break, when the audience was introduced, we missed someone. Amanda, who do you have here today? I'm curious.
This is Mila.
Okay, Mila. Mark Mila down is in the meeting. Awesome.
Is there a motion to close this meeting and to the executive session?
Who's Mr. Erickson?
I'm sorry.
My name's John Erickson. I'm a licensee. And with regard to the issues that Mark brought up, I've been licensed for 25 years. And over those years, I've seen lots and lots of cases come through. One thing I've seen is that the Attorney General's office has a lot of turnover. And someone, Joya Curry, maybe a few years ago, handling all these issues with the people that didn't get titles, she's gone.
Yeah.
And there's someone else. I'm not sure that the division is really serving the public as best they could by only, I kind of think the public should know there are other avenues such as district court. I know that you don't really want to get into recommendations to the public because you might run into problems there, but maybe making them aware. My experience, the Attorney General's office sometimes works, sometimes the issues you brought up about statutes of limitations come into play too, and people do have other alternatives. I wonder if maybe we should list out for people the alternatives. One, to come to the division with a complaint. Two, to just go to court. Maybe there are other alternatives too. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Director.
Madam Chair, committee members, I guess just to follow up on this discussion, I appreciate the comments from Mr. Duran and
Erickson.
I was also going back to the comments Mr. Duran made previously on this. So it sounds like, and what I'm getting from this is direction, and tell me if I'm wrong, but we can have an in-house meeting and talk about the process and what we want to do and how to track those complaints, come up with get everyone on the same page with that issue, and then we have already have a workflow and a process that Amanda and others have helped us with in the compliance division, and then we can have a joint meeting then with industry and invite whoever wants to come to that and just discuss the whole workflow process and all that, and part of that would be, here's the new way we're going to track these complaints from this point on and just how they enter into that workflow. So I think with maybe two meetings like that, we can address all the issues. Does that work for everyone?
Yeah, Madam Chair, members of the committee, Mr. McMurray, just to clarify, so the matter of statute of limitations is governed by the Uniform Licensing Act. It's the same for all boards that are under that act. Some are not. Some of my clients are not under that. But the statute begins to run when the board or committee, or in this case the MHD, learns of a possible violation. And then there's 2 years from that date to file an NCA. So the process is pretty straightforward. Mr. Duran, you know, his interest in the larger process is certainly appreciated and understood, and he may have had more experience with it than anybody in the room, certainly a lot more than I do. But the staff does an investigation, makes a recommendation to the board. The board has to vote to go forward to a notice of contemplated action. That then goes to the Attorney General's litigation division, your prosecutor. They need a reasonable amount of time because they all have, as Sally can attest to, a number of clients. But it varies, and we'll get that prosecutor involved in this process, and they can tell you how much lead time they need to prepare an NCA, and then they issue it. And that has to be done before the running of the 2-year period.
Sure.
So that's the, in a nutshell, the process that needs to be worked with. It's pretty straightforward. We just need to make sure that the committee gets it, gets cases in time to vote on them, to refer it to the AG's office, because it won't go until the committee has voted up or down. That's their prerogative and their power under their statute. And then, you know, certainly, I think at a minimum, and Sally, you pipe up, but, you know, a couple of weeks, and you can let them know if it's an emergency, and you should if it's a short statute limitations period. But it shouldn't be that complex a problem to deal with.
Thank you.
Mark Duran.
Madam Chair, thank you. Maybe there's not an issue, but if there have been any complaint and any incident that has exceeded the statute of limitation period, and maybe there hasn't been, but if there has, then there's an issue where the whole process, regardless of how simple it might be, then something is falling through the cracks, or not enough time is included in statute for that statute of limitation period, in which case we need to change it. And so you tell me, Madam Chair, have there been any complaints since you've been here that have exceeded the statute of limitations?
Yes, they have.
Thanks.
Any more questions? Is there a motion to close this meeting and enter into executive session?
I, Robert Keir, move the meeting of the Manufactured Housing Committee be closed while the committee members enter into executive session to discuss the cases listed under agenda items 8A, 1 through 2, 8B, 1 through 2, 8C, 1, 8D, 1 through 4, and 8E, 1, pursuant to NMSA's 1978 sections. 10-15-1H, 1 and 3.
Sam, you want to do a roll call?
Vice Chair Nocke?
Here.
Member Erickson?
Yes.
Member Keir?
Here.
Member Starry?
Here.
Is there a second?
Yes.
I'll second.
With the motion, the motion is approved.
We have a
vote.
It's a vote.
You had a second already.
So now you have a roll call vote. So you
have
to
vote.
Oh, okay.
Vote.
Sorry.
Roll call. Motion and second, and then a vote by roll call.
Vice Chair Nocke?
Yes.
Member Erickson?
Yes.
Member Keir?
Yes.
Member Starries?
Yes.
If the motion is approved, let the record show that the committee entered into executive session at 10:56.
9:30.
Oh, sorry. Hey, you need to have a recorder off, please. Let the record show that the recorder is back on. The Manufactured Housing Committee is back in open session. The time is 11:15 a.m. And during the executive session, I affirm that the committee members reviewed and discussed only the items listed on the agenda on the executive session as specific in the motion to enter the executive session.
Okay. Under disciplinary matters, letter A, I move to close the number 1-271-13-07-08-MHD.
Is there a second?
Second.
We all in favor?
Aye.
Under letter A, number 2, number 317-14-08-11, MHD, I move to close.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Disciplinary matters, subsection B, number 1. 122:14-03-24 MUL. I recommend that we issue an NCA.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So I assume you meant, Madam Chair, Mr. Keir, that moved to
moved.
Issue an NCA.
Right.
Not
left.
Moved.
Okay.
Okay, on to number two under subsection B, case 444:14-10-30 MHD. I move that we issue an NCA.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The disciplinary matters for 09-11-028, we're going to table to be properly identified on the next meeting.
Agenda.
On the agenda to the next meeting. Do I need anything else?
No.
Okay. And then on disciplinary matters for NM-12-04-02, we're also going to table for improper identification on the agenda. And we are on disciplinary matters for NM-12-06-014, table it. And for NM-12-2-022, we're tabling that one also. And then also we're tabling 142:13-04-18 MHD. We're tabling that one also.
In disciplinary matters, D, number four, case number 227:14-02-13 MHD, we reconsider prior decision and we vote to rescind the order of December 2014. We move to issue an NCA.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All good? We're good?
Did you
just know
what
that
should?
Yes.
Okay, so we jump.
Yeah, and you go okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Okay, are we good? Okay, our next one is?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion.
The motion for the next regular scheduled meeting, October 9th, 2015 at 9:30 a.m. in Construction Industry Office at 5500 seat. San Antonio Drive, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's a new building, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The main conference room. Is there a second?
No, we don't need a motion.
Oh,
that's
we don't need a
set.
Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Time?
11:19.
Sorry, I was not around. Check the agenda. Just remember, if an NCA...